Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Las Vegas Tower, Troy, 125, five-star with Tango.
We're here in the sky above Las Vegas to find out what it takes to keep the Super Bowl safe.
We're helping screen all the cargo going into the event.
Tonight, from the sky to the stadium, our first-hand look into protecting players, fans, and America's biggest game.
We're operating in the highest threat environment that we could.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and we are live from Las Vegas. Now it's just 2 days before Super Bowl 58 right here on CBS. But we do want to begin tonight with some breaking news out of Florida. A deadly plane crash in Naples, forcing the shutdown of a major interstate. Here's what we know. A private jet, a Challenger 600, was attempting an emergency landing on I-75 when it appeared to collide with a car and then burst into flames, as you can see. Now, this plane was flying from Columbus, Ohio. It had five people on board. Two people have died, and we're learning tonight of a miraculous escape by three others. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez has the developing details.
Holy f***. Just after 3 p.m., the private jet crashed into the southbound lanes of Interstate 75 near Naples, Florida, sending a massive fireball into the air.
Yeah. Okay, Challenger, Hopajet 823, lost both engines, emergency. I'm making an emergency landing.
Got the emergency, clear to land, runway 23. Is that Hopajet 823?
We're clear to land, but we're not going to make the runway.
Eyewitnesses along the crowded highway captured the aftermath. The plane engulfed in flames. The wreckage slammed up against the highway barrier. Emergency crews rushed to the scene, closing the interstate in both directions. Hundreds of drivers are now stuck, unable to move. The Bombardier Challenger 600 was traveling from Ohio to Naples Airport with five people on board. Three were able to escape, according to officials.
Bro.
The plane was built in 2004 and operated by Hopajet Worldwide Jet Charters. No word yet tonight on who was on board.
Yeah, it's extremely rare that an airplane would lose both engines at the same time. And so I think one of the things the NTSB is going to be looking at is how much fuel was on that airplane. Did it maybe run out of fuel?
The plane was based out of this airport behind me in Fort Lauderdale. Tonight, the NTSB is investigating the cause of the crash. And Nora, we have learned the plane was just 3 miles from the runway where it was supposed to land in Naples. Nora.
What a story. Manny Bohorquez, thank you so much. President Biden tonight is hitting back against the special counsel in the classified documents case. Even though no criminal prosecution was recommended, the White House says the report included, quote, gratuitous and inappropriate criticism when it comes to Mr. Biden's age and memory. CBS's Weijia Jiang has the president's heated response.
Tonight, the White House is doing damage control, defending President Biden's mental fitness.
I dispute that the characterizations about his memory that were in the report are accurate, because they're not.
And accusing special counsel Robert Hur, once a Trump appointee, of taking partisan shots at the president.
The comments that were made by that prosecutor, gratuitous, inaccurate, and inappropriate. The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated.
In the report, Hur referred to Biden's memory at least 9 times, that it was significantly limited and appeared hazy, that he had diminished faculties in advancing age and was a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing.
In a hastily called press conference Thursday night, the president was visibly frustrated and became emotional over Hur's mention that he could not remember when his son Beau died.
How in the hell dare he raise that?
He insisted his memory was fine, but at one point, President Biden confused the leaders of Egypt and Mexico.
The president of Mexico, Sisi.
Some fellow Democrats say Mr. Biden's attempt to defend himself fell short.
There was not a prepared, clear agenda of, okay, here's my explanation, here's what I'm doing, and it didn't go well. Okay, there's no doubt about that. That needs to get better.
Former President Trump did not comment on the report at his rally Thursday. He, too, has faced questions about cognitive decline, recently mixing up Nancy Pelosi and rival Nikki Haley when discussing January 6th.
It's like Nikki Haley is in charge of security.
Haley has blasted both men for being too old.
Do we really want to have two presidential candidates in their 80s?
In the wake of that special counsel report, President Biden plans to appoint a task force to review how classified material is handled to improve the process. He insists that he did not mishandle any classified material, blaming his staff for moving documents improperly. Nora?
Weijia Jiang at the White House tonight. Thank you so much. Tonight, there is some breaking news out of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is planning to expand the war in Gaza, ordering the military to come up with a plan to evacuate nearly 1.5 million civilians from the southern city of Rafah. That is ahead of an offensive against Hamas. The United States is warning Israel without proper planning, the operation would be a disaster. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from Jerusalem.
It's been 125 days of war, one of the deadliest in modern history, prompting President Biden's strongest rebuke of Israel yet, calling its conduct in Gaza over the top.
A lot of innocent people who are in trouble and dying, and it's got to stop.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is clearly not listening. Instead, ordering his military to come up with a plan to evacuate civilians in Rafah ahead of a massive push there. Rafah is where 1.3 million Gazans are sheltering, more than half of all Palestinians in the enclave, crammed against the Egyptian border. If they move into Rafah, there will be genocide, Adel Al-Haj said. Today, more airstrikes in Rafah, slicing through neighborhoods, shredding more lives, leaving almost nothing behind. Nearly two-thirds of all buildings in Gaza have been damaged or destroyed. Most people here no longer have a home to return to. Where do they run to now? We are sick of war, says this little one. We want to decorate the sky and go back to our beautiful lives.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says a military operation in Rafah would be a disaster for the Palestinians who've sought refuge there, adding, Nora, it is not something the U.S. would support.
It's an important story. Deborah Pata, thank you for being there. Back here in the U.S., there was a whole lot of shaking going on today. The Big Island of Hawaii was rattled by a magnitude 5.7
earthquake. And about 2 hours later, the Los Angeles area was shaken by a magnitude 4.6 earthquake centered in the mountains north of Malibu. There are no serious reports of injuries or damage. Now to the reason we are here in Vegas. The Super Bowl is just 2 days away, and the big game presents the ultimate security challenges involving local, state, and federal authorities. Months before the players ever take the field, more than 30 law enforcement agencies have been preparing for this super-sized weekend, and we got an inside look at how they'll keep players and fans safe.
Good morning, Las Vegas Tower. Troy, 125, five-star with Tango for a westbound departure.
From 2,000 feet above the Las Vegas Strip, you can see everything.
Oh, wow, the stadium's right there.
65,000 people will fill Allegiant Stadium on Sunday, and an estimated 330,000 will descend on Sin City to celebrate the Super Bowl, putting law enforcement on high alert.
We have a 10-mile radius where we're ensuring that traffic's not coming into this site.
We flew along with Customs and Border Protection and its acting commissioner, Troy Miller, on the same route pilots will fly on game day.
So, Commissioner, how important is it to see from up here what you're doing to keep this whole area safe?
It is incredibly important. Really, what we're looking at today is emblematic of what the men and women of CBP are doing every single day.
Douglas Murray has been flying with the CBP for over 15 years and directs a team of pilots.
Your pilots are the eyes in the skies.
That's right.
Yeah, what are they looking for?
So we're always looking for, obviously, for the smaller aircraft, we're basically doing crowd control, threat assessment.
As we flew, we saw where they scan every vehicle that goes into the stadium using the same technology they deploy at the border.
How many trucks are you screening a day?
We're screening about 200 to 300 trucks a day.
Have you found anything?
We have not found anything yet. If we see something anomalous, we turn it over to our state and local partners who are bringing their bomb dogs to further adjudicate.
While Customs and Border Protection watches the low altitudes, our Chris Van Clee flew along with the Air Force, patrolling the skies at 25,000 feet.
We're actively being intercepted by two F-15 fighters.
Correct.
Trying to get our attention to get out of the airspace.
Yep. So here he is rocking his wings, and then that should get your attention, like right now.
Though authorities say there are currently no credible threats, this event has the highest security designation. We went inside the stadium where the NFL is hard at work with game and security preps covering safety from every angle.
How has cyber changed things?
The more technologically savvy we become, but look around the stadium, the scoreboards, the lighting, you know, all of the different technology that makes this a spectacular game. These are all increases in the attack surface that people can target.
Kathy Lanier is the NFL's chief security officer.
But everything that you have to worry about, what's the number one thing?
What worries me is what is the thing that we haven't thought about? What is the, you know, the innovative, creative, nefarious plan that somebody might have that we don't know?
Lanier and her team may be the only ones with their eyes not on the field come Sunday.
What will you be doing on Super Bowl Sunday?
Not watching the game.
But she will be watching for any action happening off the field.
What does success look like for you?
You know, ideally for me, people come in here and they feel security, but they feel security and they feel comfortable. Like, it's not overwhelming, it's not overbearing, it's I feel safe, I feel like I can come here and really relax and watch the game.
Let's talk now about the game itself with the one and only James Brown of CBS Sports. JB, this is the 12th time you'll be hosting the Super Bowl pre-show. I feel like this is going to be a good one.
Humbling for a guy who didn't play football despite the size and girth. This should be a really good one. Great storylines in this one, Nora. You've got the team that's been the dominant squad in the past half decade in Kansas City with arguably the best quarterback in the league in Patrick Mahomes going against a squad that's trying to reclaim glory from years past. Five Super Bowl titles 3 decades ago by the San Francisco 49ers with a pretty good quarterback at the helm for themselves.
Yeah, big matchup. Let's talk about that. Patrick Mahomes trying to create this dynasty team. And then, of course, Brock Purdy, called Mr. Irrelevant because he was last in the NFL draft. How do you see that matchup?
Well, Patrick Mahomes, the preternatural quarterback, I think folks would agree he's the best. He's been here before, as has a team, so they can handle the pomp and circumstance necessary to have poise going out there. San Francisco, the more talented team. Brock Purdy, it bothers me that people try to deconstruct what he doesn't have as opposed to acknowledging what he has done. And if he wins this title, he'll be the first Mr. Irrelevant, the last player drafted to win a Super Bowl. He's pretty good.
Sounds like some great storylines coming Sunday.
It.
And so, any predictions about who may win the Lombardi Trophy?
Because I know the players, coaches, and fans take it seriously, I don't engage in predictions. My hope, though, is that the fans will be the winner, because this is John Madden of Hall of Fame broadcasting fame said, the game is the thing.
The game is the thing, and the pre-show with you is going to be awesome. Can't wait to watch. Thank you. And all of you can watch Super Bowl 58 on Sunday right here on CBS, Paramount Plus, and Nickelodeon. Music superstar Usher is getting ready for his hotly anticipated halftime performance. We're going to hear from him just a little later. And also ahead, the harrowing video of a father fighting off an attempted kidnapper. That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Terrifying video shows the attempted kidnapping of a four-year-old boy at a store in Miami Beach and the child's father springing into action. It happened just before noon yesterday. The family was leaving the store when a 26-year-old man grabbed the child. The father quickly pounced on the suspect, who took off running. The boy wasn't hurt. The father followed the suspect until police arrived and then arrested him. For many, the highlight of Super Bowl Sunday is the halftime show. We'll have a preview with the man of the hour himself, Usher. That's next. More than 100 million viewers from all around the world are expected to tune in for the Super Bowl, the commercials, and the halftime show. This year's entertainment 8-time Grammy Award winner, Usher. CBS Morning's Gayle King sat down with the R&B superstar who was chosen to perform by the show's producer, music mogul Jay-Z.
I just want to get your attention.
Las Vegas has become the megastar's second home, and Usher says he's ready to welcome the world to his stage.
How are you going to squeeze 30 years in 12 minutes? It's a question everybody's been asking since Jay-Z first said Usher is the guy.
Yeah.
How are you going
to
do that?
He left it to me to, you know, make certain that I didn't miss the culture. That's the one thing that he said, you know, we're doing this for the culture. I want you to play the ones that we love, that we know you for.
You know, part of the fun of the Vegas residency was there was always a serenade moment.
Yeah.
How will you or can you serenade in a big stadium?
You have to take the moment.
Do you want to practice on me a serenade, or just throwing it out there? I'm here to help you.
I need a place, a space to get off. Something that's on my mind. What would you do? How you feeling right now?
I feel really good.
You got it.
Keep going. No, but I was wondering how.
Please let me please you. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I believe in the idea of manifestation and affirmations, right? The moment that I heard that they were entertaining the Super Bowl coming to Vegas, I was like, I'm not leaving. I'm staying. I'm giving him no choice.
Really?
I'm here.
Did you extend your residency?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
You know, there are some people who say Kansas City Chiefs, 49ers, great. I'm watching for Usher.
You know who wins the Super Bowl?
Usher.
And On the Road is next with a great story you can bet on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Finally tonight, what are the chances that CBS's Steve Hartman has a story about Super Sunday? The odds are looking pretty good on the road.
If this was the Super Bowl of news stories, I'd bet anything that people would bet on anything. From how many words I'll say, to whether I'll gesture more with my left hand or my right. And when I eventually throw this ball, will my dog catch it? These are called prop bets. And in football, it means betting on anything other than the final score of the game. How big has this gotten?
It's gotten much, much bigger than even the game.
Rufus Peabody is a professional bettor and co-founder of Unabated Sports.
Why do you think the proliferation of this?
I think because people have shorter attention spans now than they used to. We want the game to be more like a slot machine than we do a sporting event.
To that end, you can now bet on how long the national anthem will be, whether or not someone will miss an extra point. Will Taylor Swift be caught on camera wearing a foam finger? Will she wear red lipstick or some other color? And my personal favorite, when the game ends, what shade of Gatorade will get dumped on the winning coach?
What color will the Gatorade bath be?
Grown men have actually been debating this all week.
Young people like blue Gatorade.
I'll go orange.
Orange has moved down to plus 500s.
And who stands to profit off all this? Aside from the Gatorade delivery guy? The sportsbooks. They're expecting 68 million Americans to gamble $23 billion on the Super Bowl this year. Industry insiders estimate about half that on these crazy side bets. And so, as we near the end of this 273-word news story, where I have gestured more with my left hand than my right, let me ask you one final question. How many of you have been waiting around just to see if my dog will catch this ball? It's the same drama within a drama that fuels this Super Bowl betting frenzy. The sweat, the adrenaline rush, no matter how ridiculous, the reason. Want to go double or nothing?
Well, we had a bet on whether the fountains would start by the end of this broadcast. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell in Las Vegas. Good night and enjoy the Super Bowl.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.